Hi, my name is Elizabeth Harbour, and I'm here for the National Poetry Month project with the English 306 class at NMSU. I'm here to read and discuss a poem by Richard Greenfield for April's National Poetry Month. This poem is called The Abuses in Color. Naming had nothing to do with the copper sheen on the river's upturned belly, the roseate rooms others' calamity made for me, the gross exaggerations. I wanted them to weep. My voice has been lonely to me and a tonnage of personal evacuations. In the flame tree's system, near my window in fatal reach, a nest of speckled eggs. What I did, I was cruel. After the bloodless art, after the desecration, the stylus is aching in its thumb finger hold. Though opposite, even one imagined scream, the rendering of the massacres roped off, squared by the skylight, and hung in the afternoon hymnal. So, I chose to share this poem not only because its author is from our own backyard, since he is currently teaching at NMSU, but also because it captures the beauty of nature through remarkably vivid imagery, like the Copper River. I also chose this poem because it has a way of crafting a story without explicitly telling us what it is. This allows us to imagine whatever we choose to see most, and I feel that that is what poetry truly is.